one of the things that I am writing about in my book is what I call the four tasks of creating trauma-sensitive schools. I believe that as educators, if we want to help kids learn at high levels, all kids, including those many of whom have been traumatized, we have to tend to these four tasks, and we need to tend to them in this order, and here's what they are. Our job is to help students feel safe, not just be safe, but feel safe. We need to help all students be connected. That means we need to help them develop healthy relationships with one another and with adults within the school community. Once students are feeling safe and are connected, we need to help them get regulated. So when I talked about how the physiological changes that happen with traumatized youth, the dysregulation that can happen within the body and especially the downstairs brain, we need to build capacity within our schools to teach all youth how to regulate their stress response systems, which means they need to understand that they have a stress response system, and they need to understand what to do to help themselves when they may feel stressed. That goes with helping students learn those skills, but helping educators learn those skills too, because we're facing this crisis on a public health level, but also on an educational level. We not only have highly stressed students in our schools, but we have highly stressed staff who need support and need understanding so that they can develop the regulation skills to be able to regulate themselves and then be able to help their students. And once we have students and staff feeling safe, being connected, and getting regulated, then and only then will we be able to help students use that upstairs brain so that they can learn. It's something that we do every single day as educators when we are being trauma sensitive. So it's not like we tackle safety and then we move on to regulation and then we tackle learning from there. It's really about looking at each piece every single day and then going forward and going back when we need to. So it's really a dance. It's a dance of attunement is what we call it in the trauma world. We're learning to read ourselves and our students to figure out what they need in the moment, both as individuals, but then as a class family as well. So for instance, if we're looking at what we do with youth in terms of kind of two different directions, we can look at the whole realm of prevention, but then we can also look at intervention. So if we look at prevention, one of the things that the counselors in our district do is that we build in lessons that focus on making sure as a district we have safety built in for students and we're helping students to feel safe. Then in terms of classroom lessons, whether those are led by classroom teachers or by school counselors, we're focusing some of our activities and interventions and core instruction on building relationships. That can look like class meetings that begin the day in every single homeroom where students greet one another and practice important relationship skills that build a positive school culture where students feel and experience relationships coming first. Then the lessons that we focus on are social-emotional skill lessons that help students learn communication skills, learn those relationship skills that will help them be successful in school, but also later in life. We can also build in lessons that focus on teaching all students how to regulate, because all kids need help learning those skills. We all learned them as youth, or some of us learned them as we were older, but we have to help all kids develop those skills. And then as we start to look at that foundation of safety, connection, and regulation, then we have kids who are ready to participate in the academic learning that schools are all about. And when we're thinking about academic learning, it's so important to not just think about the core instruction, the reading, writing, math, and other areas of the core, but we also need to be thinking about how can we help students build those executive function skills. But once we tackle the prevention, so we have that piece in place for all kids, then we need to look at multi-tiered systems of support for meeting the individual needs of students who may have experienced trauma to varying degrees and may need varying degrees of support to be able to successfully navigate the school environment. When we have a student who may be struggling behaviorally or academically, whatever way it may be, the four tasks can help us in terms of being a lens to look at that student or even a group of students to say, what do we need to do right now to help them? So even if it's a classroom, we can take a group of students and see that maybe we've had in our school community, we've had an accident that has left some students injured or worse. And we have a group of teens who are exhibiting a lot of emotion that day? Well, we go back to the past and we think, are they feeling safe right now? If they're not feeling safe, how do we address that first? That knowing that we're not going to be able to teach them until we can help them feel safe. So maybe that means have an extra class meeting that morning, and we talk with those teens about what happened, and we answer their questions, and we help them understand what we can do as a community to rebuild safety for everyone together. We can also look at how can we feel more connected and rely on one another in healthy ways for that emotional support piece. It can also look like if students are, younger students are coming in from recess and there's a lot of ruckus going on and students seem dysregulated. It can be about how do we take a moment in this classroom to help everyone regulate, to help everyone. Maybe we need to talk a little bit about what happened at recess. Maybe we need to support one another in that. Maybe we need to set some limits about some of the behaviors that might have happened in a very empathic way and make a plan for how we're going to move forward together as a community so that everyone is feeling safe, connected, and able to be regulated. Perhaps the group can move on and learn. But if we don't address those safety needs, those connection needs, and those regulation needs, just moving into an academic lesson is going to not work very well because students aren't in a physiological place in their brain to be able to use the upstairs part of their brain to learn. It's about building in regulation within the day. For instance, I was in a classroom just today, and I was teaching a prevention lesson, a social-emotional lesson, and the students came from gym class. They were revved up, and they were excited. Sure. They'd had a lot. They needed a drink, so they each got a drink before they came into the room. But I needed to do something that was helping them regulate and helping them transition so they were ready for our lesson. It can be simple things. One of the things I do with kids is kind of hard to explain on audio, but I do kind of a miming activity that just takes 20 seconds where I take some belly breaths, and I've taught my students how to do that. So when they see me do a belly breath, or I say, let's smell the soup and let's blow on the soup, they will do that with me. And we've practiced it many, many times. So they know what to do and have that procedural memory within their bodies, that muscle memory, body memory, to be able to do that with me. And then I will do this miming activity where I will pretend I'm a mime and I'll just do some slow movements with my hands. Students know that when I do that, we're quiet. And they follow me, and they do the same thing I'm doing. I help regulate the entire room through that activity, or with brain breaks, or with yoga poses, or other mindfulness kinds of techniques that are good for all kids.